Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Blockchain Chicken Farm by Xiaowei Wang, published in 2020. This book offers a compelling examination of how technology weaves into the fabric of everyday life, particularly in rural China. Through a series of enlightening narratives, Wang explores the intricate tapestry of social, political, and economic transformations shaping the 21st century. As a filmmaker, artist, and writer well-versed in the dynamics between technology and society, Xiaowei Wang brings a unique perspective to the table. Serving as the creative director of Logic magazine, Wang's insights have also enriched readers and viewers of prominent platforms like the New York Times, the BBC, CNN, and Vice. Blockchain Chicken Farm is an essential read, not only for those questioning the influence of emerging technologies, often referred to as Luddites, but also for those who embrace them, known as techno-utopians. Moreover, it is a valuable resource for anyone curious about future trends and their global implications. Join us as we unpack the layers of this insightful work, offering a clearer vision of how technology continues to shape our lives in unexpected ways. Blockchain Chicken Farm and Other Stories of Tech in China's Countryside. Introduction. Discover the Unexpected: A Modern Tech Revolution in Rural China. When you think of technological advancements, your mind probably gravitates towards places like Silicon Valley or high-tech labs in bustling cities. However, would you ever consider the quiet expanses of rural China as a hotspot for digital innovation? Surprisingly, this often overlooked setting is exactly where an intriguing tech transformation is unfolding. This audio series takes you on a journey to China, far from its pulsating megacities, to explore how digital technologies are quietly revolutionizing life in the world's most populous nation from the inside out. We delve into the less obvious impacts of digital innovation and globalization, revealing a side to technological progress that is seldom discussed. In this series, you will discover the unlikely places you might find high-quality counterfeit products, the fascinating transformation of a simple village into a bustling factory, and the curious reason why the beloved cartoon character Peppa Pig is depicted smoking cigarettes in certain adaptations. Join us as we explore these dynamic changes that challenge our traditional views of where and how technology is influencing the world. Part 1: The Great Migration, How China's Urban-Rural Divide Shapes Its Future. Every year, as the frost of winter begins to melt, China witnesses a spectacular human migration. This migration, known as Chunyun, coincides with the Spring Festival, when over 300 million individuals leave the bustling urban centers to return to their ancestral homes, or Laojia, in the countryside. This journey is more than just a holiday commute, it is a homecoming, reconnecting city dwellers with their rural roots and the older generations who opted to stay behind in quieter towns and villages. Beyond providing a break from city life, these rural areas are not merely backdrops to personal reunions, but are integral to understanding China's developmental trajectory. Here lies the core message. The interplay between urban and rural regions is fundamental to grasping the essence of modern China. In popular Western narratives, China is often synonymous with its overcrowded megacities such as Shanghai, Beijing, and Shenzhen. However, this overlooks the fact that at the inception of the People's Republic of China in 1949, the country was predominantly rural and agrarian. Mao Zedong and the Chinese Communist Party ascended to power largely through the support of the vast peasant population, which they mobilized against the urban elites. Upon establishing the new government, a major priority was to elevate China's international stature and living standards through rapid industrialization, epitomized by the Great Leap Forward. This campaign leaned heavily on rural communities, urging them to amplify agricultural outputs and set up localized factories. Sadly, these ambitions often led to more harm than good, plunging many areas into severe famine. Despite these hardships, China persevered and eventually stabilized. By the late 20th century, the nation's economic landscape was transformed, significantly propelled by the rise of town and village enterprises, TVEs. These small rural businesses were nimble and could swiftly adapt to evolving market demands. By 1995, they contributed to approximately one quarter of China's GDP. In contemporary China, while many young people flocked to metropolitan areas for employment opportunities, a substantial 40% of the population remains in rural regions. Recognizing the importance of these areas, the government is now focused on enhancing agricultural productivity and integrating these regions more closely with urban centers through expansive IT infrastructure projects. This vast, ongoing project aims to bridge the urban-rural divide, ensuring that both landscapes grow in tandem, a crucial step towards a unified and prosperous China. Part 2. Innovative strides in food safety. China's blockchain chicken farms. China has long been a pioneer. Whether it's in the inventions that changed the course of history, like paper and gunpowder, or in culinary discoveries such as vinegar, which first appeared in Chinese recipes 1,500 years ago, today, this spirit of innovation is alive and well, and it's helping to tackle some of the country's most pressing challenges, such as food safety. In the heart of Guizhou, a mountainous and economically disadvantaged region, lies the village of Sanqiao. Here, an extraordinary venture called Gogo Chicken is leading a modern revolution in agriculture with the first ever blockchain chicken farm. This isn't just a technological marvel, it's a critical response to a national crisis. Here's the core message. By adopting cutting-edge technologies like blockchain, China is taking significant steps to ensure the safety of its food supply. China faces a daunting task in food production. With 22% of the world's population, but only 7% of its arable land, the challenges are evident. Furthermore, the agricultural sector's decentralized nature, comprised of millions of small-scale farmers and traders, adds layers of complexity to food distribution and safety enforcement. The consequences of these challenges have been severe. Take, for example, the tragic incidents in 2008 when children died from consuming melamine-tainted milk, a result of producers tampering with milk supplies to meet ambitious production targets. Situations like these have significantly tarnished China's food safety reputation. However, the tide is turning with innovations like the blockchain chicken farm. This revolutionary project takes advantage of blockchain technology to track each chicken from its birth until it reaches the consumer's plate. This verifiable tamper-proof record ensures that customers purchasing these premium, free-range chickens, often from affluent urban areas, can verify the product's authenticity. Each chicken at Gogo Chicken wears a special bracelet that records and sends its data to a blockchain. Consumers can then scan a QR code to access a comprehensive life history of their purchased chicken, ensuring that what they are getting is exactly what was advertised. This level of transparency is not just about meeting market demands, but is a critical step towards rebuilding trust in China's food supply chain. In this way, China's commitment to innovation and safety continues to evolve, showing the world that technology and tradition can blend to solve even the most entrenched problems. Part 3. How e-learning is reshaping the future in rural China. Imagine being born in rural Anhui, central China, destined to follow in the footsteps of a mechanic father working for a state-owned railway. This was the expected path for Sun Wei, a young man with just a vocational high school education. But Wei's story took a different turn when model airplanes captured his imagination in his teenage years. Through the internet, Wei connected with a global community passionate about model planes. His curiosity evolved into serious pursuit as he engaged in online courses to become a drone pilot. Now, at the age of 25, Wei is not just a hobbyist, but a licensed drone operator, working in the cutting-edge field of precision agriculture. Wei's journey highlights a transformative shift. Online learning is revolutionizing opportunities in rural China. The key narrative here is that e-learning platforms are breaking traditional barriers, offering new livelihoods and reshaping rural economies. Precision agriculture, where technology meets farming, relies on digital mapping and drones to optimize the application of resources like pesticides and fertilizers. Wei, trained by a leading company in this sector called XAG, represents a burgeoning group of rural youths leveraging online education for upward mobility. However, the educational landscape in China remains starkly divided. At XAG, while rural folks like Wei manage the drones, the urban educated, decked with degrees from top universities like Tsinghua and Peking, occupy the high-paying roles of programmers, business administrators, and investors. This disparity underscores a broader national issue. Urban residents have far greater access to quality education compared to their rural counterparts, where post-secondary education rates linger around 10%, and high school dropout rates can soar above 50%. To bridge this gap, innovative solutions have emerged, notably in 2015, Number 7. High School, an elite urban institution, began live streaming classes to students in remote areas of Yunnan and Guangxi. Despite initial setbacks, such as inadequate internet infrastructure and competing family duties, the initiative eventually saw promising results. 3 years into the program, 88 rural students were accepted into prestigious universities, indicating potential for scale and broader impact. This narrative of online education in rural China paints a picture of a dual reality, where technology is a great equalizer yet underscores existing divides. The ongoing challenge will be ensuring that digital education tools do not just create isolated success stories like Wei's, but are part of a broader strategy to uplift entire communities, making quality education accessible to all. Part 4. Reframing Innovation: How China Thrives on Creative Adaptation. Imagine a simple, unremarkable object, a small plastic toy, or a piece of inexpensive jewelry. Upon inspection, the phrase "made in China" is invariably found, a testament to the country's prolific manufacturing prowess during its massive economic surge in the 1990s. This era marked China's reputation for producing vast quantities of affordable goods, albeit often branded as low-quality imitations. Today, however, a reassessment of China's technological landscape suggests a shift. The country's knack for economically replicating products might be seen not as a flaw, but as a strategic advantage. Here's the critical insight. In China, innovation is often sparked by the communal sharing and tweaking of ideas. While Silicon Valley is lauded as the birthplace of groundbreaking technology, there remains a persistent perception that China lacks originality, merely copying Western innovations. Admittedly, there's some accuracy to this opinion, rooted in the concept of Shanzai, originally a term laden with connotations of piracy and situated in the mountain strongholds of rural villages. Shanzai has come to embody the mass production of counterfeit goods, from DVDs to designer bags, thriving by sidestepping intellectual property laws. Yet, this interpretation misses the broader, more nuanced picture. Shanzai also symbolizes a dynamic, informal system of innovation. It represents a realm where ideas are freely adapted and repurposed, allowing for a rapid exchange of creativity among engineers and designers, even with limited resources. For a vivid illustration, venture into Huachangbei, an electronics market nestled in one of China's industrial hubs. Here, amidst the bustling stalls, hundreds of small-scale enterprises craft an astonishing variety of products, ranging from 3D printers to customizable modular smartphones that users can modify and repair themselves. This marketplace is a vibrant showcase of Shanzai, where the fluid exchange and transformation of ideas manifest in tangible, innovative outcomes. Therefore, Shanzai, with its culture of imitation, evolves into a distinct form of innovation, rooted in collaboration, modification, and the democratization of technology creation. This perspective challenges the conventional wisdom on innovation and underscores how sharing and adaptation can be just as revolutionary as invention. Part 5. Navigating the complexities of China's surveillance landscape. Picture every bit of digital information about you, your contact details, your online shopping habits, and even the precise measurements of your facial features stored scattered across various databases worldwide. But does this digital aggregation truly capture who you are? Beyond the surface data, your dreams, thoughts, and essence remain elusive to these digital tools. Yet, this doesn't deter the global trend where both governments and corporations gather extensive personal data, and China is at the forefront of this practice. Here's the critical insight. China's surveillance apparatus is riddled with both practical difficulties and deep ethical concerns. Commonly perceived as an authoritarian powerhouse with omnipresent surveillance, China does indeed maintain rigorous control over information and public monitoring. But the reality of its surveillance operations is more complicated and less efficient than often portrayed. Take Guiyang, for example, a rapidly expanding city with areas known as Chengzhongkun, or urban villages, notorious for their high crime rates. Authorities have endeavored to map every resident into a comprehensive database to improve policing. However, the transient nature of these settlements, primarily populated by rural migrants, makes accurate cataloging a Herculean task. Despite years of effort, the database remains incomplete and inconsistent, capturing a fraction of the population. Potential solutions like Face++, a Beijing-based startup, offers facial recognition technology meant to enhance governmental surveillance programs such as SharpEyes, aiming to populate public areas with watchful cameras. Yet, this initiative, too, faces hurdles with fewer surveillance cameras installed compared to the United States, and the technology plagued by inaccuracies, often misidentifying individuals or failing to recognize faces. Moreover, even perfectly functioning surveillance systems raise significant ethical issues. The technologies tend to disproportionately target impoverished and minority communities, potentially skewing crime statistics and perpetuating stereotypes about these groups. Furthermore, once an individual is tagged negatively in these systems, this prejudiced data can shadow them indefinitely, hampering personal growth and societal mobility. Thus, while aimed at enhancing security and governance, China's surveillance efforts are ensnared in a web of implementation, challenges, and moral controversies, painting a complex picture of technology's role in societal control. Part 6. Revolutionizing rural life. How e-commerce connects remote communities to the world. Embark on a journey to Shangdiping, a quaint village nestled in the mountainous terrain of Guizhou province. Home to just 900 residents, this village was only accessible by a winding footpath for much of its thousand-year existence, until 2018 brought a paved road that changed everything. Shangdiping, emblematic of many remote villages, showcases a fascinating blend of tradition and modernity. Here, farm animals roam freely, yet a state-of-the-art internet cafe gleams nearby. The local eatery might lack a sign and have flexible pricing, but residents can settle their tabs using the WeChat app on their smartphones. This transformation is part of China's broader push to integrate its rural areas with the global economy, with internet commerce playing a pivotal role. Here's the central insight. Internet commerce is not just a business model, but a bridge linking remote villages like Shangdiping to the vast global marketplace. For decades, China's meteoric rise as an economic superpower barely rippled through its most isolated villages, which remained tethered to subsistence farming or saw their youth migrate to cities in search of better opportunities. However, the landscape began to shift perceptibly when Alibaba, through its platform Taobao.com Coma, launched the Rural Taobao Strategy in 2013. This initiative was designed to transform rural communities into vibrant nodes of online commerce. Alibaba's ambitious plan involved setting up rural Taobao service centers that facilitated villagers' access to goods on Taobao.com Coma, alongside training programs teaching them how to market their own products. This gave rise to the Taobao villages, where over 10% of households engage in producing and selling a diverse array of items from local produce and handicrafts to sophisticated Shanghai products. By 2018, this wave had given birth to more than 3,000 Taobao villages across 24 provinces, reshaping the economic and social fabric of rural China. Despite these successes, the surge in e-commerce has introduced its own set of challenges. Villagers grapple with juggling traditional agricultural practices with the new demands of online sales. Moreover, the rapid scale-up of local manufacturing needed to meet online demand occasionally strains the ecological balance. Nonetheless, the impact of internet commerce on rural Chinese communities is profound and proliferating, promising continued economic transformation even as it presents new hurdles to overcome. This dynamic shift underscores a pivotal turn in how rural lifestyles are adapting in the digital age, bridging millennia old practices with the opportunities of a globalized economy. Part 7, The Dual Reality of China's Young Generation, Ambition Entwined with Angst. On British screens, Peppa Pig epitomizes childhood innocence, each episode packed with valuable life lessons. However, in the vast digital landscape of China, this beloved piglet adopts an entirely different guise, donning sunglasses and a nihilistic streak, often depicted smoking and shrouded in an air of despair. Why this stark transformation? In China, Peppa Pig has evolved into a paradoxical symbol for the Shehui Ren or society people, a moniker for the disenchanted youth disconnected from the conventional pathways of societal success. As China has surged forward economically, not all have found their pace in this rapid transformation. For those identifying as Shehui Ren, mainstream aspirations seem distant, prompting them to seek solace and expression online, where they find a community sharing similar sentiments of disillusionment. Here is the central takeaway. China's younger cohorts navigate their emergence into adulthood marred by both immense ambition and deep-seated anxiety. Mirroring the iconic American dream, the Chinese dream promotes a vision of diligent schooling, lucrative employment, and a serene family life. However, stark disparities in opportunity and escalating economic divides render this vision unattainable for many, propelling them towards the Shehui Ren subculture. Instead of chasing conventional careers, these young individuals voice their frustrations and explore their identities on platforms like TikTok and Kuaishou, where the typical user is young, often undereducated, and resides in less prominent urban or rural areas. These platforms aren't just outlets for expression, but have spurred a unique form of digital economy. In the realm of Kuaishou, for instance, many young creators engage in digital entrepreneurship, conducting live streams to sell products, or cultivating a following through their candid, often humorous commentary on life's absurdities. This burgeoning digital culture provides a semblance of economic stability and social connectivity for many, yet it does not sit well with the authorities. The rise of Shehui Ren culture, emblematic of a broader societal malaise among the youth, signals potential troubles for societal harmony. In an attempt to quell these subversive undercurrents, the government cracked down on nihilistic interpretations of cultural icons like Peppa Pig in 2017. Nevertheless, without significant changes to make the Chinese dream more accessible, the discontent simmering among China's youth is unlikely to subside anytime soon. Final summary: China presents a landscape of stark contrasts, where sprawling megacities buzz with activity mere miles from serene rural expanses that stretch as far as the eye can see. The future of this vast nation is intricately woven from the threads of both urban innovation and rural tradition, particularly as advancing technologies reshape everyday life across these diverse terrains. The digital revolution has notably marked its influence, tethering remote villages, once isolated by geography, to the pulsating global economy. The transformative power of the internet is not just enhancing market access, but also revolutionizing educational outreach, allowing students in distant areas to envisage and pursue careers previously beyond their reach. Moreover, technology is redefining the aspirations and identities of the younger generation, crafting new narratives and possibilities for their future. As rural communities find novel ways to integrate into wider economic frameworks, and as young Chinese redefine their roles in society through digital platforms, the nation stands on the cusp of a new era. This ongoing transformation underscores a larger story about China, a country bridging its historical divides to forge a future that honors both its past and its potential. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.